Introduction. Welcome to stage two of our course. User Journey for Vice President in Financial Services. Mastering Data Analytics. In this stage, we will delve into data visualization techniques, a crucial skill for enhancing customer service and making informed decisions. As a vice president in the financial services sector, your ability to present data visually will not only improve communication with your team but also empower your stakeholders to understand complex information effortlessly. Over the next 70 minutes, we will explore effective visualization strategies, tools, and best practices that will elevate your analytical capabilities. Main content. Importance of data visualization in customer service. Let's begin with the importance of data visualization in customer service. In today's fast-paced business environment, data is generated at an unprecedented rate. However, the real challenge lies in converting this data into actionable insights. Effective data visualization can simplify complex datasets, making it easier for customers and team members to grasp information quickly. For example, imagine presenting customer feedback trends through a simple line graph instead of a lengthy report. The visual representation allows stakeholders to identify patterns and make swift decisions, ultimately enhancing customer satisfaction and engagement. Additionally, visualizations can highlight key performance indicators, KPIs, that matter most to customer service, allowing teams to quickly assess areas needing improvement and celebrate successes. Tools for data visualization. Excel, Tableau. Next, let's discuss the tools available for data visualization. Focusing on Excel and Tableau. Excel is a familiar tool for many professionals and offers functionalities for creating basic charts and graphs. Its accessibility makes it an excellent starting point for anyone new to data visualization. For instance, you can use Excel to create a dashboard that tracks customer service metrics like response times and resolution rates. On the other hand, Tableau is a more advanced tool that allows for dynamic and interactive visualizations. With Tableau, you can create dashboards that update in real time as data changes, providing an engaging experience for your audience. We will compare the strengths of both tools, discussing when to use Excel for straightforward tasks and when to leverage Tableau for more complex visualizations. Creating effective charts and graphs. Now, let's explore how to create effective charts and graphs. When visualizing data, it's essential to choose the right type of chart to represent your information accurately. For instance, bar charts work well for comparing categorical data, while pie charts can illustrate proportions. In the context of customer service, a stacked bar chart can effectively show the volume of inquiries received across different channels, e.g., phone, email, live chat. Over time, we will experiment with both Excel and Tableau to create various types of charts, focusing on clarity and effectiveness. Remember, the goal is to convey the message of the data clearly and concisely. It's important to also consider your audience. For example, a simple chart might be more suitable for a general audience, while a more detailed graph may be appropriate for data analysts. Best practices for data storytelling. As we move forward, we will cover the best practices for data storytelling. Data storytelling combines data visualization with narrative techniques to create compelling stories around your data. It's not just about presenting numbers. It's about connecting with your audience. For instance, when presenting a quarterly report, you might start with a narrative that sets the context, such as customer service goals for the quarter. Before diving into the visualizations, we will work on crafting narratives that accompany our visualizations, ensuring that our audience not only sees the data but understands its implications. This is particularly vital in the financial services sector, where decisions can have significant impacts. Engaging storytelling can also involve using anecdotes or case studies that resonate with your audience, making the data feel more relatable. Interpreting visual data, making data speak. Finally, let's talk about interpreting visual data. Once you've created your visualizations, the next step is to make the data speak. This means being able to draw insights and conclusions from your visuals. For example, if a visualization shows a spike in customer complaints during a particular month, you'll need to interpret this data to understand the underlying causes, such as a product launch or policy change. During our hands-on activities, we will practice interpreting the charts and graphs we create, focusing on extracting meaningful insights that can drive decision-making. We will also discuss how to anticipate questions from your audience and prepare to address them, ensuring that you can confidently convey the story behind the data. Conclusion. In this stage, we emphasized the significance of data visualization in customer service, explored key tools like Excel and Tableau, learned to create impactful visualizations, and discussed best practices for storytelling with data. Remember, the ability to visualize data effectively will enhance your decision-making processes and elevate customer interactions. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the principles of data visualization to improve your team's communication and customer service? 2. Reflect on a recent decision made in your organization. How could effective data visualization have changed the outcome? 3. Consider the tools discussed. Which one do you feel most comfortable using? And how will you leverage it in your current role? Thank you for your attention, and I look forward to seeing you in the next stage of our journey.